going to crawl out on a limb here and bet that Patsy Cline never went to Iceland. But a fresh young singer who calls herself Lay Low has been hailed as the Icelandic Patsy Cline. You can hear why.
I feel so low, and dear, you know the reason why my heart's in misery. I feel so bad, but darling, I'm glad, 'cause now to all the lies you've told to me.
Lucinda Williams is called Lay Low, by far one of the best new artists I've seen in years. One of her songs is featured on Grey's Anatomy, that petri dish for eclectic indie pop music. It went modestly viral. And her new release, Farewell, Goodnight Sleep, is already out in Iceland, where sales have reached the gold standard there. That's 9,000 copies in a country of 300,000 people. Lay Low is her chosen name, performance name, if you please. Her given name, I'm not even going to try. Ms. Low, can you help us out here?
Yeah. It's Lovisa.
Mm-hmm. Lovisa.
Lovisa Elisabeth Sigrunardóttir.
Ooh. Well, it's very nice to meet you, too.
Thank you.
She joined us from our studios in New York. Why the name Lay Low?
I don't really have a good answer to that. It was by accident, really, because my friend suggested it while someone was asking me if what name to put on a poster before my first concert. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, I can try that for one show. But then it just got stuck. Mm. And I kind of have started to care for this Lay Low a bit.
Your music, and I say this just on the basis of listening to this current CD, Farewell, Goodnight Sleep, seems to reflect country music of a certain time period. Am I wrong?
Yeah. You're right.
That time period is early 60s?
Yeah, 50s, 60s, I would say.
Yeah.
It was all recorded similar to how they recorded it back in the days.
And analog equipment as opposed to the digital that you use nowadays.
Yeah, so we had all the tape machines and the band played all together in one room.
Yeah. Also, if somebody makes a mistake, you got to go back to the top.
Yeah, or just keep the mistake. Mm-hmm. And that, I think that also you can hear the difference in when you're playing live with a band.
Yeah.
Then the difference and when you are recording just in the studio very separately. It's like the soul goes onto the tape with the music.
Let's listen to another cut if we could. On My Own.
The sun comes up and drives away this dark and lonesome.
So I was doing a little reading on Patsy Cline just to try and determine if, in fact, she'd ever been to Iceland before. Mm-hmm. I asserted so confidently that she hadn't. I could find no record of that, but I found a wonderful quote from her about her singing, and I wonder if I could run that by you and get you to reflect on your own singing. Patsy Cline said once, quote, "I just sing like I hurt inside."
Sometimes for me it's more that I just sing without thinking. I think we all have somewhere inside of us some hurting that we can always touch in some way. But even though I'm singing about something that has happened to me, someone else can listen and relate to it, even though it's like two different stories.
I'm told you're going to play a song for us.
Yes. This is a song called Little by Little, and it's on the album.
You have an accompanist there with you too?
Yes, I've got Agnes here, who's going to sing and play with me.
Okay, please.
Yeah, come in. She's hiding. Can't stop.
That is just beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lelo's new CD, Farewell, Good Night, Sleep. She spoke to us from our studios in New York. Lelo, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And this is NPR's Weekend Edition, so ably directed by the South Carolinian Icelander, Thomas Pierce, and produced by Peter Breslow, Ned Wharton, Walter Ray Watson, Kimberly Adams, Gemma Waters, Veronica Miller, and Jonathan Rappaport. Our technical director is Burke Hun. Our librarian is Kim Molesky. Our web producer is Melissa Goh. Our show is produced today by Sarah Byer-Kelly and edited by Jeffrey Bennett. Our senior editor is Jenny Bergel. The senior producer of Weekend Edition is Bridget Kelly. I'm Scott Simon.